having scriptures randomly thrown at you? How can you catch them when you can barely stand? I've sat for hours thinking of the many stories like this I've heard, wondering, why do we do that? Why do we try to contain those who suffer or attempt to fix them? Do we think suffering is an embarrassment? Do we feel personally ineffective in our faith if we can't make the pain go away? Do we think it detracts from the power and goodness of God when one of his daughters limps around wounded? For whatever reason, heartbreak makes us most uncomfortable. I have talked to women who have miscarried and heard how others have basically told them to hurry up and get over it. People seem to have a better knack for dealing with acute illness than with chronic conditions. Short shelf life? Okay. Ongoing situation? Not so much. Some years ago, I met a very sweet lady who has a continuing and critical health situation. She told me that, during the first year, those around her would ask how she was doing and offer to pray for her. But with no end in sight, she lost her prayer support. I don't know if her friends simply grew tired of praying for the same thing, or if they thought her long-term suffering might indicate some long-term sin. I gave the woman my phone number, something I rarely do, and told her that when she needed to vent, to say things that would curl my mother's hair, she should call me. We all need a place where we can give voice to the worst that torments our souls and still be held. Bearing burdens. Scripture speaks very clearly about how believers should respond to overwhelming heartache. Paul wrote the familiar verse, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Galatians 6, verse 2, New King James Version. Just 3 verses later, he wrote, "For each will have to bear his own load." English Standard Version. At first reading, these verses might seem to contradict each other, but a better understanding of the underlying Greek words clears up the problem. The Greek term translated burdens refers to the thing used for carrying a ship's load. In other words, no one should be expected to carry that huge weight alone. The term rendered load, on the other hand, speaks of the heavy packages we all have to carry at times. Uncomfortable, perhaps, but necessary and manageable. Think of it as the difference between pulling a wheeled overnight bag behind you in an airport and trying to push a grand piano. Paul tells us that when someone walks through the kind of heartbreak that feels suffocating, crushing, and overwhelming, the body of Christ must move in to help bear the weight. No one should have to try to carry such a burden alone. While we might struggle to know how to respond to someone's outpouring of heartbreak and grief, the Bible is brutally honest about the reality of human heartbreak. So honest that I wonder whether we secretly wish to perform a lumpectomy on certain portions of Scripture. These passages feel too raw, too violent, too intense in their description of the storm wreaking havoc on a human soul. My heart is troubled and restless. Days of suffering torment me.